If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 263, Mayberry Christmas to All, 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and spend some of that Christmas money you may have gotten. If you didn't get something from Mayberry for Christmas, head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and find something you like and get it for yourself. Or give it to somebody else. Share that Mayberry spirit. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's show is my wife, Jan Newsom. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I hope you guys have had either a great holiday season, if you're listening to it now, or did have a great holiday season if you're listening to it later. This is a 2013 Christmas show, and we've had a tradition here at Two Chairs No Waiting of just having some fun at Christmas and welcoming all you new folks that may have just gotten your some new kind of electronic device so that you can actually listen to or watch Two Chairs No Waiting now on your own. And if you are one of those people, it's great to have you with me, and it's always great to have more fans of the Andy Griffith Show joining us. And if you're not one of those people and you've been listening for 262 episodes already, welcome back. It's good to have you too. I enjoy spending time every week with the folks here in Mayberry, or almost every week. Every once in a while I miss a episode, but not too often. And it is so good to have you, and so thankful about Christmas. Now, if you're listening to this after Christmas, hopefully you'll still be in the Christmas mood, because this is our Christmas episode. So that means we want to have a little bit of, Christmas music playing along with us here. And so we're going to head over. Our first stop is from a fellow named Ben Sandifer. Now, Ben is a big Mayberry fan, and he has a podcast himself called the Solid Gold Sock Hop Podcast. And he had written this a while back. It's called Christmas in Mayberry. So let's go over and see what Ben has to say here as we go through our first Mayberry Christmas music song. And I hope you guys are going to enjoy it, but it's called Christmas in Mayberry. So Ben, start us off.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Mayberry, this year Santa would become legendary. A picture from Otis was hung up with care by the one of the rose which had won at the fair. The children had put up the last Christmas wreath, Opie and Mary Wiggins, who'd lost her front teeth, and Andy with no gun adorned his nightcap, just in case feuding families finally ended their scrap. When out on the street there came a great noise. Could it be Briscoe, Charlene, and the Darling Boys? It probably wasn't that nut named Bass. It didn't sound one bit like shattering glass. No snow, just a steady rain fell from the sky. It had rained every day since those gypsies came by. When up came a black Ford automobile with way yonder too much grease on the wheel. With a skinny little driver who still had no wife, he was known by such names as Fast Gun Fife. His car barely made it, slowly moving along. A mechanic named Pyle had told him all that was wrong. Needs points, needs plugs, needs new wires, by gosh, and she could also really use a good wash. To the tailor's driveway, he'd park right behind Mr. Tucker's big car, 'cause he changed his mind. He looked at the house and wished he could fly. Then a ladder next to the house caught his eagle eye. He'd climb up the ladder, yep, that was the plan. It was left there by Wheeler, Aunt Bee's handyman. He knew how to to enter a room with such ease. He taught Ernest T with full amenities. But on this special night, the door would not do, so down the chimney the thin deputy flew. He was dressed in a uniform. Now, what could be dumber? This night, I doubt he'd encounter Fred Plummer. His hair floated slick down, but not a bit drippy, in case fingers ran through from a fun girl named Skippy. His hat held his ticket book just in case the governor's car was parked in the wrong place. The bullet in his pocket was shiny and neat, and if he should use it, watch out for your feet. When he sang, it just kind of made you sick, 'cause he couldn't sing, not one single lick. Even an old-fashioned recitation didn't work. After all, you can't make a bird go chirp, chirp. He had not an ounce of fat, which helped him hustle. He could eat all the cookies since they all went to muscle. He had little time and might get in a pinch, since a tightwad named Weaver might turn into the Grinch. He spoke not a word. There was much work to do. He still had to call Juanita and say toodaloo. For Opie, he left some shiny new skates and a guitar, the kind that Lydia Crosswaite hates. For Aunt B, he left 24 canning jars, more kerosene cucumbers for out-of-state cars. He left his friend Andy a hat and a tie. He'd never wear either, but he still had to try. And when he had finished, he went out the door. He'd saved enough time for just one thing more. To Thelma Lou's house he now had to go for a pan of her fudge and that doctor show. He cranked up his car on the third or fourth try. On his cycle and sidecar, he could better rely. But I heard him exclaim as he drove through the mud, "Merry Christmas to all! Now nip it in the bud."
Folks, if you can't smile when you hear that and just enjoy a little bit of Mayberry fun, I don't know what's wrong with you. Now, that was Ben Sanderfer. Sorry, Ben. And he is out of Macon, Georgia. And as I said, he has the Solid Gold Sock Hop podcast. And there'll be a link in our show notes to that. And if you enjoy older music from the 50s, 60s time frame, that is something you would enjoy. It comes out once a week. And it's like an old Casey Kasem radio show for any of you old enough to remember that. But Ben, a great job with that little bit of Christmas fun for us here in Mayberry. Now, the next one is, well, it's not quite as good as that one. Every year, my wife and I make a Christmas card since the 1990s. We've been doing this every year. We make a Christmas card. Well, back in 2010, I believe it was, I made a Christmas card and sang a song called Barney the Mayberry Deputy. Now, I don't expect you guys to think this is going to win any kind of awards, but since this is a Mayberry Christmas show, we needed some Mayberry Christmas songs. So, if you will bear with me, I'm not going to sing live, thank goodness, but we're going to hear a song that was part of our Christmas card back in 2010, and hopefully you're going to enjoy it and it'll at least make you grin. Oh, you like that? I rhymed that. All right, folks, this one is called, Barney the Mayberry Deputy. All right, so this is, hopefully you're going to enjoy this. It's a little different, but, if I'm off key, any just say God bless him, bless his heart, you know, that kind of thing. So, all right, Alan, take it away and sing for us. So here we go. You know Andy and Opie and Ellie and Aunt B. You know Warren and Goober and Gomer and Ernest T. But do you recall the most famous deputy of all? Barney the Mayberry Deputy had a very shiny badge, and when he cleaned his bullet, he would use liquid pledge. All of the other deputies tried, but it just wasn't the same. They couldn't match old Barney. Tiger Fife was his name. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Andy came to say, Barney, with your build so right, won't you be our Santa tonight? My, how the folks there loved him, Andy, Opie, Ellie, and Aunt B. Barney, the Mayberry deputy, you'll go down in history. Barney, the Mayberry deputy, you'll go down in history. All right. Well, that was Barney, the Mayberry deputy, sung by yours truly, Alan Newsom. Back in 2010, it was our, as I said, it was our Christmas card. And, you know, it was a lot of fun for me to get that, you know, get that together and try to get that, I don't know, do that Christmas song. Every year I'm trying to come up with something different for a Christmas card. And that was the only year I've been brave enough to try to sing. So hope you liked it. I actually wrote the song, believe it or not. I know the talent that I'm showing there is just, you know, I could be in Nashville somewhere, I'm sure. I could be in Nashville working, doing something other than writing songs, but I could probably be in Nashville. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. It's Christmas and I just enjoy the season, and I know hopefully you do as well. Now we got another special song for you. Now this song is by, the vocals are by Charlie Monk, and he wrote it along with Jim Weatherly. And we got permission from him a couple of years ago to use it on our Christmas episodes. So you can buy this song, actually, and you can also see it on YouTube, the video. But you could buy this song on iTunes. We'll have a link there. I believe that it's still available there, and I'll check and make sure. But if it is, I will leave a link. And I hope you're going to enjoy this. This song is called it's called Andy and Opie Christmas. All right, so I think you're going to enjoy it. It's this will get my Mayberry Deputy song out of your head. So hopefully you'll like it. So here we are. This is Charlie Monk with Andy and Opie Christmas. So here we go.
I was watching an old Andy Griffith show the other day and noticed how the people of Mayberry were celebrating Christmas. I got to thinking, what does Christmas really mean today? Is it any different now than it was in the small town where I grew up? Watching Andy and Opie did bring back some very special memories. You see, my hometown was a lot like Mayberry. My dad used to joke that we were so small that welcome to and hurry back was on the same sign. I think small towns were a lot different than the big cities, especially at Christmas time. For instance, all the stores waited until after Thanksgiving before they decorated for Christmas. When I was a kid, the town folks hung green garlands and strapped candy canes from light poles. Even the red, yellow, and green of our one traffic light seemed to be part of the festive decor. I remember all the fancy, flickering lights that were strung along the storefronts, and the display windows that were filled with boxes wrapped as gifts and lots of stuffed Santas. We chopped down our own Christmas tree in the pasture nearby. We drug it home and helped Dad make our own stand. You know, we had so much fun when our grandparents helped us make multicolored paper chains and popcorn strings to put on the tree. Most of our ornaments, of course, were handmade at school or church. Our family only had one string of lights, but all the bulbs lit up every year. My mama made cakes, pies, and cookies, and no matter what room you're in, there was that aroma of those soon-to-be-enjoyed goodies. We had eggnog, and there was the wonderful smell of spiced apple cider. That's the kind of stuff Aunt Bee would have made. Looking back, we didn't have much, but we didn't know it. Oh, we didn't have a fireplace, by the way, but Santa always found a way in. Church was the second home for small town folks, but at Christmas time it became the focus. And every church had a Christmas play. Now, all the kids wanted to be Mary, Joseph, or the three wise men, or a camel. Oh, it was just great fun. One of my favorite memories was when families gathered together, put on their warmest coats, caps, and mittens, and roamed the streets singing Christmas carols. Like Andy, Opie, and Barney most likely did, people in my hometown shared gifts and baskets of food with the neighbors that might not have as much as they did. Our sheriff even let some of the people we called guests of the county go home on Christmas Eve. But if my memory serves me, when I was young, the holiday season was really more about giving, not about getting, which made it more about doing for others than buying for others. You see, that was the small town way. And in my hometown, or any town like Mayberry, there seemed to be more emphasis on the reason for the season. Yes, we should remember the good times. The giving and receiving of gifts, the laughter, the merriment, but we should also stop and remember that we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Merry Christmas from me, Andy, and Opie.
Ah, boy, I tell you, if that doesn't bring good memories to you and just make you think back about the way things should be and were, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that it should. That's definitely something, you know, I think you caught that really well, the spirit of Mayberry. So we got a couple of more things. Now, I did mention before that we have a Christmas card that we do every year. And this year is no exception, and I'll have a link in our show notes to the 2013 version of my Christmas card that you'll be able to go and see. So that's the music from it this year. And for those that don't know, it's the picture of the Mayberry Motor Inn is what you'd be able to see. And it's a gazebo. We had a Mayberry meetup this year back in July with my friends from Mayberry, about 29 of us, 30 of us got together, something like that, at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. You know, and thinking back, what represents Christmas better than friends and family? So I definitely thought of that as I was making this year's card, and I really wanted it to reflect just how great getting to know all of you that are listening to this show that I've met through the years is. Floyd, it's just awesome, and I would like for it to be Christmas all year round. At least for Mayberry fans, I think we got a pretty good shot of making that a truth, because like I said, it's about family and friends. And hopefully, folks, if you're listening to me, you're one of those things to me. Because you're definitely either my friend or family. I don't even know if my family listens. More of my friends probably do. So it is a special pleasure to me to always be able to visit with you here in our little corner of Mayberry. And now to close out our show for Christmas, I want to just take this time. We're going to listen to Miss Ellie as she sings, and we're just going to enjoy that, and that's how we're going to close out. So I want to thank you guys for spending 2013 with me, those of you that did. And for those new folks that have just joined us on this episode, I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to be able to share a little bit of Mayberry fun with you in the coming year. And I just want to thank you for spending your time with me. Now let's head over and close out the show and hear from Miss Ellie as she sings Away in a Manger. Good night, everybody. and Merry Christmas.
Remember?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
I'd love to hear from you. So send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com. You can also visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. Until next time, good night, everybody.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.